The gut-level meaning of save, it carries the idea of making safe. If men need to be saved, they are not safe. You don't talk about being saved unless there is peril, unless there is danger, unless we people, the human race, is not safe. Hell can harm us. Hell can trap us. Hell, it's thirsty for the souls of wicked men, and that makes us afraid. Because we are such men. Hell is not the reason why men are not safe. There's something out there that is far more terrifying than hell that men need protection from. You know what makes it so unsafe for us to walk about in this world? For sinful men to even walk down this sidewalk? What is it that makes it so unsafe? It certainly isn't hell. It certainly isn't the devil. Folks, it's something far, far more dangerous than those things. It's man's worst nightmare. He said, men, don't be foolish. Open your eyes. The thing that you've got to fear is not what you so typically fear. It is something else. Yes, they may fear hell, but you say you fear God? No, they don't fear God. I will warn you whom you should fear. Luke 12:5. You should fear him who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, not fear hell, not fear death, not fear the devil. Christ says, fear him. Fear him who has that authority. In Matthew 10:28, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. So many people say, my God's not like that. My God wouldn't do that. Let me tell you something. Your God is not the God of the Scriptures. One of the most terrifying texts in the Bible, Psalm 50, verse 22. You know what the Lord threatens to do to sinners? Our ESV says, tear them apart. All other translations, God is threatening to tear sinners to pieces. The Lord is the one who we looked at last week in Luke 19, says, bring my enemies before me and slaughter them before me. This is the God of Scripture. Romans chapter 5, verse 9. You tell me. You guys read that. Let your eyes go through that verse right there. You tell me what that verse says we need to be saved from. The wrath of God. It is God's wrath. It is God Himself that has the wrath. It's not like wrath is some separated thing out there down the street away from Him. It's God's wrath. He's saying you've got to be saved from God. He is your greatest need of salvation. What you need to be saved from is from Him. That's what men need to be saved from. Sinners are not safe. Because God is out there. Because God is not safe. Oh, how men should fear. I'm telling you, some of you sit in this room right now, you've got false professions. They aren't worth the money you've got in your pocket. You've never truly submitted to Christ. You walk around with this foggy deception about being saved. You like to calm your fears and tell yourself all is going to be well. This God is out there, and He's coming for you. And I'll tell you, all your false profession does is add to the wickedness and add to the wrath and add to what God is going to bring on your head very soon if you do not seek refuge in His Son. There's only one place of safety, folks. You are not safe where you are outside of Christ. You can have the greatest profession in the world, but if you're outside of Christ, if you're deceived, you better fear. Christ Himself, the Savior, warned you. Fear Him.
People running around with this idea, God never puts anybody in hell. Your own sins take you there.
Oh, you have misread your Bibles if you think that. Christ says you better fear Him who has the authority to cast into hell. Bank on it.
it will be God. If you go to hell in this room, it will be God who casts you there. And He will do it. And He will do it. For certain, He is not safe. You think God's got any reluctance to throw sinners into hell? He does not. Hell is filling up even this very moment. Just because some guy's off in India somewhere or Africa, living in his wickedness, beholding what he can of the glory of God in the creation, and he refuses it, he denies it, he suppresses it. I'm telling you what, there's no reluctance in God to take somebody like that and cast them into hell. They're going in there by the millions. Look, when the whole earth trembles at His voice and rocks break into pieces before Him, do you think you will be able to stand before Him? Can you feel it, sinner? You're not safe. Listen to me. Scripture does not call the sinner a child of wrath for nothing. It means there is wrath against you right now. People have this idea, but God is fiercely angry with those people in hell. Let me tell you this. There are some of you sitting in this room right now God is more fiercely angry with than some He's already tormenting in hell. You say, well, why am I still here? Oh, because your time has not run out yet. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if you guys were right now walking on this decaying, rotting fabric out over some great chasm, and you're walking upon it, and every time you sin, bang, there's another weight on top of you, and you sin again, bang, there's another weight, and it's pressing you, down through that rotten fabric, there is the mouth gaping wide open for hell, and every time you sin, God presses, that weight is coming down, that great big door of God's floodgate of wrath, bulging, ready to come forth, and you tempt it, the very hand that holds it back. You kick against it. With every sin, you hate God, hate His people, hate His word. I'm telling you this, if you have not bowed the knee to Jesus Christ, you can maybe have some concept of God in your mind. You can have some deception, you're going to heaven, but you're not. It's not those who call Him Lord, Lord. It's those who do the will of the Father in heaven.